In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, today, my beloved, we are celebrating the second day of the Ascension. You know, we heard it in the Kandakion of the saint, where the Lord says, I'm with you always, and no one can be against you. Remember that, and keep that in your heart. Then you will never lose hope or be feeling that you're all alone and nobody loves you and so on. Those feelings will never be with you if you remember that the Lord is always with you. He gave his life for you and he wants your salvation and he doesn't ever want to leave you. All he wants from us is to love him in return. My beloved, today, of course, we're also celebrating the bringing of the holy relics from Miralisiev into the Barne. It's a western city for the Saint Nicholas wants everybody's salvation. He wanted everybody's salvation. He was a true pastor, and he followed the example of our Lord, and he wants everybody to be saved. He has not written many writings. We have no account of his many writings, like Saint Basil the Great, Saint John Chrysostom, and Saint Gregory the Theologian, or many other holy saints. But yet, he is celebrated by the Church even more gloriously than the saints that had written and left us so many holy writings. He was celebrated because he is a great miracle maker. He was making miracles and saving people right and left. And one day the emperor wanted to execute three soldiers because they were told the lies against him and maligned, and so, and Saint Nicholas appeared to him in the dream, and he even threatened him that he is going to start an uprising if he doesn't save those soldiers which were innocent. And then, of course, another time, as you know, that he went through the crowd of people that were watching execution of a man, and that he was about to be beheaded, and he ran across the crowd and pushed him aside and grabbed at the last moment when the executor already raised his hand to chop off the head of the innocent man, and he grabbed his arm and took out the weapon and threw it away, far away from him, and saved the man. And he has saved from the sea many times, including a potrack and a baby, and he did all kinds of miracles all the time. And every country that you go, you will see icons of the Saint Nicholas, and not icons, you will still hear them saying great things and considering Saint Nicholas being their own saint. And this is not only in the Russia and other Orthodox countries, but not even in the non-Orthodox places. Even in Japan, one day somebody noticed the icon on the train station of Saint Nicholas, and this was a pagan country at that time, and the man decided it's not right, he should take it down. And as he wanted to take it down, the person screamed, "Don't touch our saint, he's our saint, because he protects us. My beloved, Saint Nicholas is ready to protect you and me. And just cry out to him from your heart. Not have lip service. Now, don't talk to him with lips or even with your brain. You have to reach Saint Nicholas from your heart, so that you will have love for him, and he will feel your love, and he will help you. Whatever you have problems, he is willing to help you because he has the Holy Spirit and he has God's love in his heart, and he doesn't want anybody to perish, and he wants us to all to be true Orthodox Christians that are really trying to live according to the gospel, so that we will be able to one day come and meet him actually face to face right in the kingdom of heaven and be able to rejoice with him and with all the saints and the heavenly dwellers forever and ever. Amen. God bless you.